doing? Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Doing great.
Looking forward to it.
Let me ask this first of all. You decided to come back to school here, and that's a decision I'm sure you didn't take lightly. Why did you decide to come back?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons. I mean, just looking at it, ending the season off with a broken collarbone and taking that week off for Florida State and taking a step back, watching practice, kind of in that coaching role. For me, that was one thing where I was like, you know what? Like, win the season 5-7, that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. And for me, it was, I know what we need to do from a player's end here to get where we want to go. And for me, it was, I mean, I kind of said it in my post with the whole unfinished business thing, but I think that's true. And I know that we left a lot on the table. And when I mean, you look back at the season, there was, 13 to 15 plays that could completely alter games. So for us, we're just going to, and for me, we just want to finish the job. So that's the main reason right there.
You mentioned something. I know you still love to play, but did you like the little coaching aspect when you were doing that?
I mean, for me, I mean, I think I played and started like 33, 34 games in a row. So it was weird taking a step back and just watching it. But, I mean, it was also really fun. And just knowing that, okay, what is my role this week and how do I help the team win? So it wasn't fun not playing, but at the same time, I mean, I knew I still had a job I had to do.
Let's look here this spring so far. You have some veteran receivers, some newcomers as well. How are the new receivers fitting in?
Oh, they're fitting in great. I mean, across the board, that entire room, I think you've seen guys that played a lot last year, and then they've taken a step, and they're in that spot where they've played a year or 2 years under the offensive playbook. So now they have that kind of mastery level of knowing the scheme. And now it's freeing them up to just go play and have fun and attack and play competitive. And then I think the young guys, and I can speak for all those guys, just the way they compete on a daily basis. I mean, they are – it shocked me with just how consistent they can bring that energy every day. So, I mean, that whole room, they've done a fantastic job.
Much is made about team chemistry, Graham. And, you know, some groups have it, some groups don't. Thus far, with this group, what do you see in terms of team chemistry?
I see great team chemistry. I think we got the right guys in this locker room. I mean, they care about this team. They care about each other. I think when you think about team chemistry, and, I mean, I've been on a lot of good teams with great team chemistry, but it's where you really see it is either in your hardest workout or a really hot practice. And you see the guys that can sustain that energy the entire time. And the reason they do that is because they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for each other because they know that there's a bigger purpose. And I can speak on just this off season. I've seen that. And that's fired me up. And just the whole level of accountability where, yeah, guys are leading themselves, but they're also reaching out and they're leading other people. I think that is where you find that team chemistry.
Gator quarterback Graham Mertz joining us here on Sports Scene, the Gators in the middle of spring practice. Speaking of that, Graham, you've been through some spring practices in your time. What are you trying to get out of this particular spring?
Honestly, this is my sixth spring.
Right.
So for me, I'm trying to treat it like it's my first. I'm trying to have the mindset of, look, I'm here to grow. I'm here to learn. I'm also here to lead. And I think that for me, I have had a lot of reps in this offense and in spring. So I think my job here is to bring as many guys I can and push them every day to reach that spot that you want to be at after the spring. So, I mean, it's been a blast so far. I mean, we got practice 6 today, so we're fired up. I'm fired up. But it's funny. It still feels like it's my first spring in a weird way.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Let me ask this. The term you hear a lot is a quarterback's in a quarterback-friendly offense. I'm not sure what that means, but let me ask, the offense that you're running here, is that a quarterback-friendly type offense for you?
Oh, completely. I mean, I think that's one thing is just with the system we have in place, the playbook we have. I mean, it is so detailed. Every play is mapped out. I mean, you know the pitfalls of every play and what checks you got to get into. Like, I mean, think about it like this. You're never sitting in the meeting and asking, like, okay, that play didn't go the way we wanted. Like, why? And you're never left without an answer. There's always an answer to the test. I think that's one thing where this offense is so fun because you always have an answer. It's your job from the time the play gets called in to the snap to after the snap until the whistle's blown. It's your job to execute it and get us in the right look. So, I mean, yeah, I completely love this offense.
DJ Lagway's gotten a lot of publicity, obviously, but there's other quarterbacks on the roster as well. What do you think your role is in terms of the quarterback room and helping them?
Yeah, I think across the board, I've played a lot of football. I've seen pretty much every front, every pressure, every blitz, every coverage. So for me, I think it's being able to use my experience and try to refine some things for the group and bring a different, other than a coach, a different aspect and mindset of you got to play on the board, and we all talk through it in different ways. So for me, I think it's being able to use my experience and help teach the guys so that they don't make the same mistakes I made. So I think for me, it's after playing a lot of ball, I feel like as you go through this game and football as a whole, I mean, I think it's your job to give back to it as much as you can. So, I mean, I think those guys have done a great job. I think DJ has done a fantastic job asking all the right questions, being about the work. And I think Clay has too. Parker, Paul, I mean, all these guys have done a great job of really diving into the spring and trying to maximize it.
I've tried to ask some questions that I think Gator fans would want to know. I'm going to ask you a couple I kind of want to know personally. How important is tape study for you? How much of it do you do?
It's a lot. It's everything. I mean, there's a Tom Brady quote where he's like, before the snap, I mean, he said 90% of his stuff is choreographed. And I think that's something where when you get to this point of playing a lot of football, I mean, your film study is what sets you apart from other people. And it's how much work can you do before the ball is snapped to where you know where the ball is going before it snaps. And sometimes you got to read and react. But, I mean, film study is the most important thing for a quarterback.
And I guess the last couple of things here, in terms of enjoyment of the game, you said you played a lot of football. Is that still there for you? Do you get, you know, goosebumps running out in front of 90,000 people when you do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, ever since I picked up a football, I mean, I've been in love with this. So, for me, I mean, I'm living my dream. I get to wake up and play for the University of Florida. And I think that's a – waking up and having that every day, I mean, that's something that – when I was a fifth, sixth, seventh grader, I mean, that's what you dream about. So for me, I'm living out my dream, and I got to walk every day like it's a blessing because it is. So for me, I mean, I love this game. I feel like I owe it everything. I feel like I always say that, but that's how I feel every day.
Billy Napier, what kind of a guy is he?
He is a fantastic person, fantastic leader, extremely detailed. I mean, in everything he does. I think the first time I saw that was when I got here last year in the winter, and he gave us all a little weekly map out sheet, and it was down to segments of 15 minutes. And for me, I looked at that, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing for, like, I know for the next 30 minutes, but 15, I'm like, for me, seeing that, and then obviously, I sit next to him in the team meetings, and he always has his schedule out, and everything is detailed, extremely detailed, like even more refined than 15 minutes. So, I mean, for me, it's an honor to have a leader like that every day is consistent, determined, and excited to do what he does. I mean, he loves football. I think you can see that in everything he does. So, we're blessed.
Graham, I appreciate you taking the time and talking to a lot of people that follow Gator football. Appreciate your time. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You got
appreciate
it, Graham.
Appreciate you guys letting me on.
Okay, thank you.
Looking forward to seeing everybody at the Orange and Blue game, man.
There you go. All right, Graham, thank you. Graham Mertz joining us live here talking Gator football. Okay, later on today, again, we're going to get Chris Harry to come up here. He's going to talk Gator basketball primarily with you. Chris has covered the Gator basketball team all season long. He'll give you his thoughts on where the program is where it's going to head, his thoughts about their just concluded season. And then my buddy Monty Tao, who, of course, coached here and